Thanks for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. We continue our series on the sales agreement. Right now, we're going to discuss due diligence.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. A lot of times when I'm showing a house to someone who's very excited about that property, they get nervous. They put the brakes on because they feel like they need to do their due diligence and understand the inner workings, any defects in the home at the time they're viewing it, the very first viewing or second viewing, prior to getting a commitment to purchase. In fact, there is a due diligence clause in the contract that will protect you in the event something surprises you after you've gone into escrow.
Now, due diligence, we have borrowed or lifted from the stock market transactions. That is a process of being able to identify all features of the thing that you're acquiring. And due diligence means that someone has produced this document showing everything that can go wrong, and how badly it could go wrong, et cetera, stock prospectus. And we've stolen that term due diligence and put it into a real estate transaction. But it's interesting. You'll take a look at a property and decide, should I buy it? Should I not buy it? Do I like it? Does it float my boat? But then it's like I have to make an offer and I'm all of a sudden under contract before I even know a whole bunch of things about the property. So that's my opportunity with this due diligence clause that you're reporting, Marcia, that gives me time to stand back, breathe, look at it. Is it as I thought it was? And if not, I will spit the hook and I will leave.
And to have the experts in each part of that property take a look at it on your behalf as well. So you get professional inspections. To me, this is a fascinating part of the contract. And in the residential, it's very important that you stay on top of the time frames. Sellers do not want you to have a wide open due diligence. They want you to move through this fairly quickly. Sure, you need to understand what as is in regards to the condition of the property, but they don't want to have their home off the market for 30 days while you take a look around and just make another decision on whether you're going to purchase it or not.
Well, and with apartment complexes and office buildings, the stuff that I typically deal with, the same deal with the due diligence. You want to see all of the leases. You want to understand the nature of the tenancy, the quality of title, etc. But unfortunately, if you do all that work before you make the offer, you would come in second potentially to someone who understood the process and simply stood in front of you and took the property away from you. So to a great degree, it's ready, aim, fire is really ready, fire, and then stand back and try to figure out what we have going.
I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.